This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that suspected Taliban fighters have killed an Afghan radio station manager in Kabul and kidnapped a journalist in southern Helmand province. Reuters cited local government officials for the report, noting it was the latest in a long line of attacks targeting members of the media. Gunmen reportedly shot to death Tufan Omar, station manager of Paktiagag Radio, and an officer for a rights group supporting independent media in Afghanistan. Officials said they suspected Taliban fighters had carried out the attack. Last month, the rights group, the NAI, reported at least 30 journalists and media workers had been killed, wounded, or abducted by militant groups in Afghanistan this year. In southern Helmand province, officials said Taliban fighters had seized a local journalist, Nematullah Hamat, from his home in Lashkar Gah on Sunday. The head of the TV station where Hamat works, said they had no clue where he'd been taken. A Taliban spokesperson told Reuters that he had no information on either the killing in Kabul or the abducted journalist in Helmand. A coalition of Afghan news organizations have written to U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders in the House of Representatives urging them to grant special immigration visas to Afghan journalists and support staff. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's public approval rating has hit its lowest level since the pandemic began, amid growing frustration over lockdowns and a sluggish vaccination drive, according to a poll published on Monday. A news poll conducted for the Australian newspaper showed Morrison's public support dropped to 47%. This is VOA News. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned on Sunday that the country is failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC television, "We should not really have ever got to the place we are." A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. And children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. Hundreds of people marched in Warsaw, Poland, Sunday to protest political repression in neighboring Belarus. The demonstration came on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the Belarus presidential election, which critics say was rigged. The group included many Belarusians living in exile in Poland. Some protesters carried the Belarusian opposition's red and white flag and chanted, "Long live Belarus." Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko was awarded a sixth term after the election on August 9, 2020. It was a presidential vote that the West has condemned as a sham. Poland, along with Lithuania and Ukraine, has become a destination for Belarusians fleeing their homeland. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day on Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island has ripped through thousands of acres of forest along its northern part and forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. Wildfires have broken out in many parts of the country during a week-long heat wave, Greece's worst in three decades, with searing temperatures and hot winds creating tinderbox conditions. And after several delays, the first phase of the sex trafficking trial of R&B star R. Kelly is set to begin with jury selection in New York City. A judge will question potential jurors in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. The proceeding comes 2 years after Kelly was charged with abusing women and girls for nearly two decades. Defense lawyers have said Kelly's alleged victims were groupies who only started accusing him of abuse years later. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.